Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Masha Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Acharei Mois Kedoshim Tovshin Pehei. So we're going to learn a Masha Chachma and Parshas Acharei Mois. Perek Yudches Dalid Hei. Perek Yudches Pasuk Dalid Es Mishbotai Tasu. Veschu Kaisai Tishmeru Laleches Bohem Ani Hashem Alekeichem. So you should do my mishpatim, my chukim tishmeru laleches bohem, ani Hashem alekeichem. The next pasuk, ushmartem es chukaisai, ves mishpatai asher yase oisam ha'odnam v'chai bohem ani Hashem. So you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, mishpatim in the first pasuk, things that are logical, chukim are things that are gzeiras hamelech. The second pasuk, Chazal are oimed, what is it adding? Ushmartem es chukaisai. So Rashi brings from Chazal either dikduke parsha that are not here, or to put shmira vasiya by both, chukim and mishpatim. Yuyin and Rashi, Chazal are oimed on the seeming redundancy of these psukim. But what's also a question here is the change of order. In the first pasuk, mishpatim tasu, and then chukaisai tishmeru. The second pasuk, ushmartem is chukaisai, and then mishpatai, second asher yase oisam ha'adam. There's a netziv, long netziv on these psukim to explain it. If I remember correctly, Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Zichreinu Livracha has a shtickle on it. I see the Kli Yakar and other mefarshei achumish are oimed on how to learn these psukim. So let's see what Rameir Simcha has to say here in Meshech Chochma. Habir kach, this is the explanation. And he says, Dea uma b'chlala tachlisa shiisnagu apidarchi atayra v'ashem yeli keya. Kla Yisrael as a uma, the goal, the tachlis, the purpose of Kla Yisrael as a uma is that the nation, the tzibor, should act, be noyeg, al pidarchi atayra, Hashem is the God, ki en Hashem miyached eshmoy al haproti. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not miyached his name just for individuals. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world in order that there should be a Kla Yisrael and this tzibor as a whole should be zoichet to this hashroas hashchina. Says Rameir Simcha, individuals, pratim, beloit siruv klali, without combining them, connecting them, merging them into the unit of Klal Yisrael, einoi tachlisi, that's not the goal, that's not the purpose. The tachlis is that Klal Yisrael should be unified as a Klal Yisrael, as we've said many times. The sum is greater than the parts that it's made up of. Meaning to say, the Rabbim is much greater than the number of Yechidim that are there. And when we have this Tzibur of Klal Yisrael together, there's Ashroas Hashchina. So says Rameir Simcha, V'inei ha'uma b'chlala, when we look at a nation, as a Tzibur, Nekal etzla liyos nizar b'chukim. He's going to divide up Chukim and Mishpatim. Chukim, he says, is referring to dosiim, more religious type of halachas. Hemadvarim hadosiim. For the nation as a whole, it's much easier for them to keep those types of halachas. The ruchnius, we'll call them, type of halachas. Milyois nizar b'mishpatim. It's easier for them to do the chukim, the dasiim type of halachas, more than mishpatim. What are mishpatim? Hema hanimusiim v'hamishtar. It's referring to things that are normal societal things, living together, manners, so to speak. Bein adam lechaveire, we'll call them. Perhaps you could split them up. Bein adam lamakom, bein adam lechaveire. Maybe perhaps that's how he's putting them. Chukis hakvuim b'seichel v'hanahaga hanachayna. There are certain laws, and where he's going, saying these are the mishpatim. There are laws that are kavua b'seichel. They're logical. A person who's logical looks around and says, for society to be able to exist, you need the following laws. You need to be able to act normally. You can't just be everybody out to kill each other and let the best man win. It's not going to work. To act in a normal way, in a proper way. That's all mishpatim. So when it comes to the Ummah, when it comes to a tzibur as a whole, it's much easier, says Reb Meir Simcha, for them to keep the dosiyim, the chukim, the bein adam lamakam. You know why? Because it doesn't shter me. It doesn't shter me. There's nobody else to shter me. When it comes to bein adam lachavera, when it comes to societal things, lamais, at the end of the day, it's very hard for me to keep the law. If it's going to come, I feel like you get ahead by stealing, by cheating, by chedayma. Because I'll get more out of it. Tell me not to do it? Why so shveil to live together? It's a much harder thing to do. And he says, V'chishloina shal Yerushalayim yechiyach. Let's look at Klal Yisrael, v'zman ha-churban, sheichichan ha-novi. It's a very interesting way. The Rav Meir Simcha learns this pasuk. We all know this pasuk. We said it many times. In Yeshaya Perek Aleph pasuk Yibbeis, mi bikesh zoiz mi edchem remoiz chatzeiroi. The Rebbeinu Shem says, who asked you? Those who come and tread in my chotzer, in my courtyard. And the pasuk continues, Vatamiratzchim kaspech hoyo lesigim. So Rebbe Simcha's medayik. Klal Yisrael is being oyle l'regel. The Rebbeinu Shem says, I see. Comes to Ruchnias, it comes to Menadon Lamokoyim, you come into the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, I see you doing it. But then I go look on the Mishpatim, I go look on the Bein Adam L'Chaveira, I look on the sichliest things, and I see there's murder going on, and there's stealing going on, v'chahena v'chahena. Harei b'chukim hayu nizharim u'mikaimim kol mitzvos hadasiyos, rak b'mishpatim hayu sayrim. So when it comes to an Ummah b'chlala, when you look at the tzibur in a general way, the chukim are easier for them to be mikaim. And there's a much greater challenge in the Mishpatim. Ulam yachid haprati, but if you want to look at any single individual, and you want to talk to him, loy levadoi neko liyos zoher b'mishpatim. An individual you could talk to and say, listen, shemasigim itzaratzeichel mizaranimos. An individual on his own thinks to himself, oh, this makes a lot of sense. This is a proper thing. I want people to treat me properly. I'll treat other people properly. So those are things he's able to understand. In Parshas Kedoshim, v'avta l'recha kamoich, the Gemara in Shabbos with Hillel. If you don't like it, don't do it to someone else. So since you make yourself personal, and then you can do and relate it to somebody else, so there's a logic going on here. Ad kikaru b'yirshalmi. So much so that the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin says, Mitzvah's kibud ava aim mitzvah kala. That the mitzvah of kibud ava aim is a mitzvah kala. Why? Vibnei shehimu seges mitzara seichel hayosher beloy tzivu idasi. Because seichel hayosher tells you that you have to honor your parents. Pashar akara satayiv. You don't even need a mitzvah for that. That's why it's called a mitzvah kala. It doesn't need a lot of convincing. Because it's seichel. It's mishpati. It's things are logical for a person to understand. So Meir Simcha is saying when it comes to the individual, for him, the things that are logical are much easier to do. Are much easier to do. Mashen Kain, when it comes to the things that are beyond the lamakim, illogical, ruchnis, dasim, though sometimes are bigger nisayon for a person. Doesn't always chap the amkus of the mitzvah. He doesn't always chap the ruchnias of it. He doesn't chap the depth of it. It's much harder. It's not as sichlius, the bein adam lamokam, as the bein adam l'chaveira is. V'amru alav, he's still talking about the kibud av ha'em, she kaprias chayv. They say that the kibud av ha'em is like a prias chayv, paying back a debt. And in parentheses, he says, in brackets, he says the following chiddush. Very gishmak. V'lochein osi shaper madomer b'kedushin lamedalad amun beis. V'mitzah saseh shalei azman gromo yalfinam emoyre noshim dechayovim. The Gemara says that mitzvah saseh shalei azman gromo, a mitzvah saseh that is not a time-related mitzvah, women are chayiv. Time-related mitzvahs, they're potter from. Non-time-related mitzvahs, they're chayiv. So Gemara says, how do you know? We learn out from Moira that she has a chayiv to fear her parents. And that the pasuk says, Yishima Yvaviv Tiro. Also, in Parshas Kedoshim. And it includes women. And it's mitzvah saseh shalei azman gromo. Practice Gemara, parich v'neilef mitalmud Torah liftar. Why you learn from Moira of aim to say that she's chayev in a non-time related mitzvah? We know she's potter in Talmud Torah because of vacation and all different things. And Talmud Torah is not a time related mitzvah, so she's potter. So you see, non-time related mitzvahs she's potter from. That's the Gemara's kasha v'tamu, and it's a pella. And he says they asked the question. We know, Taisus asked this kasha over there. Taisus says, what do you mean, Adarabba? You have a choice to learn a chiyuv from Myra or a ptur from Talmud Torah. You should go l'chumra, like it says in Yevamos. We always go l'chumra. So why is it that all of a sudden Gemara asks a kasha should be potter, which is a kula, is a leniency? So Taisa says, the Torah is Yuin Shah. Uvazem Mavur. So Dr. Meir Simcha, according to the way I'm explaining to you, it's very clear. The Moira Kivikibur of Hema Mitzar Hanimus Vaseichel. Now he's putting in Moira. Before it was Kibur. Moira and Kibur of. Now we know Moira doesn't mean necessarily fear. It means Moira means also. Kibud means positive things, as Rashi says in Parshas Kedoshim, based on the Gemara. Give them to drink, give them to eat, help them get dressed, so on and so forth. And Moira means negative things. In other words, don't sit in their place, don't contradict them. But it's all about a respect for your parents as a Priyas Chayiv. Now you could have said maybe the Priyas Chayiv is in the actions. Okay, but we're putting them together. We know Moira and Kibud go together. So if Moira and Kibud says Rameir Simcha Hema Mitzad Hanimus Vaseichel, so it's a very logical thing, and it's regular, normal, menschlichkeit manners. Uchimach ein ze begeder mitzvah, rak begeder mishpat. It's kimat, not even a mitzvah. It's begeder a mishpat, he's calling it. Mishpat is all of these logical things that a person does. So Mimela, the fact that women are mechuyev in Moira cannot be used to learn to all other mitzvahs asei. You can't compare kibud avaim and Moira avaim to other mitzvahs asei. Because kibud avaim and Moira avaim, those are logical things. Kimat, they're not even a mitzvah. And even if they are a mitzvah, they're together a mishpat. We want to learn to a mitzvah asei, to do a mitzvah. A mitzvah say shalei azman grama, that a lady should be mechuyevin. Those mitzvahs that say shalei azman grama, those are mitzvahs dasiyos. Those are more like what we're calling in our discussion here with Rameir Simcha, chukim. Those are religious mitzvahs. So you can't compare, says Rameir Simcha. Kibud av aim is a sichliestika thing. Kimat, his lashon is, Kimach ein ze begeder mitzvah, and even it's a mitzvah, it's a mishpat. It's a mishpati mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah that has to do, that's very understandable, priyas chayiv. So now you want to tell me, oh, let's learn from there that all other mitzvahs hasei, all other mitzvahs hasei, shalei azman grama, a lady should be chayiv in them. A lady should be chayiv in them. You can't compare it. Those are what we call chukim. Those are mitzvahs. You can't compare it. Therefore, when the Gemara says, let's learn it from Talmud Torah Liftar, the Gemara is saying, not that we have a shaila l'chumra l'ptor. The Gemara is saying, you can't learn from Myra Kibud Ava'im. There's something different about it. So we need a gilui to allow us to do that. V'chein darash Rabbi Yeshua v'mechilta al krosh sham sam loichik u'mishpat. It says by Mara, Parshas Beshalach, over there, Some loy chayk and mishpat. What does the Mechilta say? Mishpat ze kibud avayim. So Meir Simcha is bringing another raya. The kibud avayim is begeder the mishpatim, the sichlius. That it's understandable. Uchvar darshu the huksha isha leish lechal mishpatim shebetayra tehavi kaprias chay vasi shaper. And they darsh it that when it comes to mishpatim, huksha isha leish lechal davar shebetayra. So there's no such a big chiddush that kibud avayim or moira avayim a lady is chayvin. Because when it comes to mishpatim, the lady's not allowed to steal, and she's not allowed to cheat, and she's not a mishpatim. And women are mechayev like men. There's no chilukim when it comes to mishpatim. So kibud avayim is a mishpat. Kibud avayim is a mishpat. And since it's a mishpat, of course a lady's mechayev. You can't learn that. We're trying to now extrapolate from there to a mitzvah asay, which is benadon lamakayim, shalei azman grama. They're not comparable. Ba'asi shaper, end of the brackets. So Dr. Meir Simcha v'hine, Eitzel Rabbim, loy shayich, loy mar sheyigdur es harabim misyogim b'mishpatim. So we said we have a problem. When it comes to the Rabbim, dosiyim chukim are easier. Mishpatim is harder on a general level. So you're going to say, okay, so let's make gedarim. Let's make gedarim for the mishpatim so everybody will keep them. But one second. If you make a gedar, it's always to someone else's detriment. Because my gain is his loss. His gain is my loss. So you're going to make a gather and say, let's make more things usser or more gedarim, so you shouldn't come to the isurim. Who says to me, mevater, on one over the other? You can say, Ashimi mevater, if I'm mevater. So then it comes at my cost. If he's mevater, it comes at his cost. Mechatesi, who's the one that should be mevater? Halo im koya negia lezev, im koya negia lezev. It's negia to everybody. Avo b'chukim shayich siyogim. But when it comes to chukim, you can make siyogim. She yoytsu shniyus achayyotsu bezev. This whole parsha over here is akdama to the parsha of Arayas. So Arayas are isurim, chukim. Comes along the Rabbanan and says, we can make gedarim for that. We're going to make other relatives also be aser midrabanan, so you shouldn't come to the isur deraisa. That you could do chayotze bezeh v'yosifu michalal hakodesh when it comes to Shabbos and yontif and shmita in the beginning and at the end. It can be moisif. Those are gedarim you can make in chukim. You can't do that in mishpatim, because if you're going to make a person should add on to things, it's always going to be costly to somebody. The Yish Besumi called Torah. And on Shabbos, we know there's 39 malachas. But the Rabbanan came along and said, no, we're going to make other things also do. You can't do business, you can't do all different types of things. Why? We've said different Meshech Chachmas over the years. In Veschana, and Aser Sadibrois, and other places. Shame the Ramban, in Chumash, and the Ramban also, somewhere else. It's bar that the Torah wanted the Rabbanan to make more Isurim. Because if you don't live in an agricultural society, so you can mamash have Shabbos be a regular day. You could have all the electronics, you could all everything. You didn't do any Isur, as long as you don't go out and plant your field, and plow, and shear your wool, and shecht, or whatever it is. But those Isurim, Yishasumi called Tairach, the Rabbanan have the ability to do that, because that's a dasi. Those are things that are what we under our umbrella of called Chukim. So for that, you can make a darim for. Avol biprati, shayich loymer shiyaseh siyog gam lemishpatim. So that when it comes to the kalalias ha'uma, to the tzibur for general halachas for the tzibur, you can make a darim when it comes to chukim. But the mishpatim, the thing that's harder for them, you cannot make a general klal of adding gedarim in. But when it comes to an individual himself, he can make siyagim also for mishpatim. K'mo iyov shevitar mishaloi. A person has his own personal obligation to be mevater, as it says in Bava Basra, Tesvava Mebeis. Iyov vacharam bimamayna haya. He was a vacharam in haga shaloilam. Noisen chatzi pruta lechadmini. Iyov vacharam mishaloi. In other words, if a person owed someone a half a pruta, so normally you say, okay, I'll pay you half a pruta. I only have a pruta, so let's take this pruta, we'll go buy some food, you'll take half, and I'll take the other half. And Eve gave the whole pruta away. Rashi over there says, Sheyarabeinav lidaktiv bidobar kal sheni mamon. He was rabbeinav to medaktik in these little things. So you see, there's a milah. For the individual on his own, we can't make a klaliyistik a mitzvah. The rabbanon can't make klaliyistik a mitzvah to be mevater, because who should be the mevater? You always had a stalemate. And it always costs someone. But on your own, a person has that ability to be mevater. Well, man teilech b'derech toivim. It says in the Mishlei, man teilech b'derech toivim. As the Gemara Bava Metzia Pegim Omanav says, a person's chayv te'ak milifnim mishuris hadin. The Gemara says over there, Maisa, Rabba Bar Bachana, he had porters and they broke his barrels and he took their coats. So they came to Rav. So Rav said, give it back. So he said, Dina Hachi? Well, they broke my stuff. He says, yes, the din is the Mantelich Bezerach Taivim. So he said, so he gave it back. So they told him, okay, but we worked and we didn't get paid. So he said, give them their wages. So he says, I'm chayiv to, that's the halacha. He says, yeah. Baruch ha-sadikim tishmar. So Avada, in Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you do that. In Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you do that because you can't. Because it's not fair. They broke the barrels and they don't have to pay. So that costs him. And he didn't get his work done and he still has to pay them their wages. Who's the one who should be? You can't do that in Shulchan Aruch. But on an individual level, when it comes to Mishpatim, Avada, L'man teilich b'derech toivim. That, says Rav Meir Simcha, is the hakdama here. Uvazak suvim me'irim. Imamish, the way he says me'irim. These are enlightened, they're illuminated. Shemitchila midavar klali sa'uma. The first pasuk is talking to klali sa'uma. As the pasuk begins, a few psukim later, Dabra b'nei Yisrael mar to'al ayam. We're speaking to klali Yisrael. That was in pasuk Beis. We are now in pasuk Dalit. Es mishpatai tasu. You should do my mishpatim. So the first thing we tell Klal Yisrael is the thing that needs more chizuk. That's the first breakdown. The first breakdown for a tzibur is in the mishpatim. So I'm going to tell you as mishpatai tasu. I can't say tishmeru. Tishmeru means that I should add on shmiris and gedarim. We can't do that when it comes to the mishpatim, like we said. When it comes to the chukim, the mitzvahs dasiya is ben adam lamakayim, those that are rayas and so on and so forth, shebezei yasu siyagim and gedarim, like we said, Shabbos, Shemitah, etc. Those as chukaisai tishmeru, shmira is to add on gedarim and siyagim, that's for the chukim. Loleches bohem liiskayim bohem, in order that the chukim should be miskayim, we want to have shmira. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. V'yachar dehizer aprati. And the second pasuk, Ushmartem, is referring to the individuals. Ushmartem es chukaisai. So the first thing we tell the individual, you should be shoymer chukaisai. So over here it doesn't mean to make gidarim necessarily. Like it said, es chukaisai tishmeru. My chukim tishmu, you should guard them that they should remain chukim, loleches bohem, that they should be able to remain that way. Here it says, ushmartem es chukaisa, shezen neged aseichel, vitzorich lahazhiroi kaidem. Keep my chukim. Keep my chukim is referring to telling us that this is the first thing that needs chizuk for the ish haprati. He doesn't always understand it so well. Ushmartem es chukaisai. Ves mishpatai. And my mishpatim. Now, Meir Simcha says an interesting thing over here. When you look at the pasuk, the first pasuk said mishpatai tasu v'schukai sai tishmru. Mishpatim is tasu v'schukai tishmru. In the second pasuk, it says ushmartem v'schukai sai ve'es mishpatai. You should be shomer my chukim and my mishpatim. So we're putting chukim and mishpatim under the gather of shmira. So ushmartem v'schukai sai shezeneged aseichel v'tzar chazir kaidem ve'es mishpatai. Am I mishpatim also? What do you mean, mishpatai we make shmiras for? You just said in the pasuk before, we don't make siyagim. Oh, that was for the tzibur. Now I'm talking about the individual. Individual, ushmartem eschukai ves mishpatai, shebishneyem yaseh siyagim. So when it said ushmartem, is not just being shimer them to do them because you need chizuk. Ushmartem means is chukaisai, means you're going to make siyagim for my chukim. Now, in the chukim, the siyagim could be our chazal's chukim. Or maybe it's coming to tell us that every person on their own has to make siyagim as well for themselves. Mer Simcha doesn't speak that out clearly. But in the es mishpatai, the ushmartem es mishpatai, both of them need siyagim. That is the individual making siyagim. That's being mevater b'mamaynoi, l'manterich b'derech toivim. That's the individual on his own making siyagim for himself, that he shouldn't come to stealing, to ritzicha, to all of that. And could be that's what Meir Simcha means for the mishpat, for the chukim as well, in the Ben Adam Lamakim as well. Not only are there chazal's gedarim, a person has to make a personal gedarim for himself. Asher yaseh oisam ha'adam v'chay bohem. That when a person does both of these, v'chay bohem. What's chay bohem? Sheyikne chaye olma. What's true life? True life is chay olam haba. When you do the chukim and the mishpatim properly, we tell the individual, you're going to be zeicha to chay olam haba, v'chay bohem. Ma she'ein kein b'haklal. But in the first pasuk, when we were talking about the klal, we didn't say v'chay bohem. We didn't say because this is going to be for olam haba. We said lo leches bohem. Lo leches bohem. Rameir Simcha said before, lihiskayim bohem. What I think he means to say is, he says now, mashenkim ba'klal hatachlis ba'uma ba'ilam hazeh. The tachlis of the tzibur is a oilam hazeh tachlis, that there should be a tzibur. So when he said before, lihiskayim bohem, which I translated when I read it, that the chukim should be mekuyim, they should be able to do them, Rameir Simcha is now, I think, saying, Oleches bohem, liskayim bohem, means that the tzibur should be miskayim. Liskayim means the tzibur should be loleches bohem. Because as he began in the first line, the tachlis of the ummah is that we should live in this world as a tzibur, doing the Torah, vashem yu alikeyem. That is the tachlis. So the tachlis is an oilam hazeh dika tachlis. Ma she'en kein b'achlal ha-tachlis b'uma ho'il b'oilam hazeh. Kasher hirichu ha-kadmoinim. So therefore, in the first pasuk, it doesn't say v'chay b'hem. That's not referring to oilam haba, that's referring to oilam hazeh is the uma b'chlalusa. The second pasuk, when it's referring to the yechidim, all the yechidim, each yachid, avad, is part of the big tzibur, but his job is to earn oilam haba. So when you read the psukim now, after the end, es mishpatai tasu, you should do my mishpatim, meaning you as a tzibur should do my mishpatim. I can't say tishmeru, because mishpatim, I can't make gedarim, because it'll be cost somebody else. Ves chukais I tishmeru, and my chukais you should make shmirazan. There you make gedarim and siyagim on the chukim for the tzibur. Both of them, lo leches bohem. If you go in them, in the Mishpatai Taschu Kaisai Tishmeru, that will be the Ummah of Klal Yisrael, being Hoylech and Oylem Hazeh, Ani Hashem Alikeichem. Rameir Simcha doesn't say this, but I would say that this is what he means, Ani Hashem Alikeichem. That's what he started off, Hashem Yu Alikeichem. He doesn't speak this out, but this is what Zichr means. In this pasuk it says, Ani Hashem Alikeichem. Why does it say Alikeichem? Because we're talking about the Ummah of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael Olam Hazeh with Hashem Hu Malkom, Hashem Yu Alikeichem. Ushmartem, says the pasuk, es chukaisai. Ves mishpata, you should be shomer my chukim and mishpatim. So it first says chukim because that's the yachid needs more chizik in the chukim. In the first pasuk is mishpata, the tzibur needed more chizik in that. The chukim, ushmartem, and you make shmiras. Whether it's the shmiras the chazal already made, or maybe it means even personal shmiras. Ves mishpata, and you, the yachid, also should make shmiras, even in my mishpatim. When you do both of those, ashiyas adam v'chay bohem. When you as the yachid do both of those, v'chay bohem lo'ilam abo, ani Hashem, it doesn't say l'keichem here, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. This is, as Rameir Simcha says, uvozeh haksuvim me'irim, mamish, an orphan Torah here. Kol tov everyone, have a wonderful day.